containers in SQL Server 2012 integration services. In this video, we will talk about for each loop container, and the first enumerator that we will talk about is file enumerator. I am Reza Rad, SQL Server MVP, author, and trainer. Okay, first of all, we will start with different kind of containers in SSIS. There are three containers in SSIS: for each loop container, for loop container. These two are kind of loop structure, so we can use this for enumerating into a loop structure, and sequence container. We will talk about sequence container a little bit later. This is useful, for example, for applying transactions and doing some sort of activities in a specific container. For this video, we will focus on for each loop. For each loop provides ability to loop through items of a list and iteration through those items. There are seven types of enumerators, built-in enumerators in for each loop. And the good things about for each loop is that this can be empowered with using expression task and variables, as I will show you in the demo in this video. Okay, enumerators in for each loop are seven in numbers, and the first one is file enumerator, which provides ability to loop through files. Then item enumerators, which actually provides ability to loop through a predefined data set in for each loop. And then ADO enumerator, it is for looping through an ADO data set loaded by, for example, a data flow destination, a specific kind of destination, or execute SQL task full result set. For each loop, ADO.NET schema row set enumerator, which is for looping through some specific information from SQL Server tables and metadata tables. From variable enumerator, that works with variables from loaded from .NET, for example, an array of integer, array of string. And node list enumerator, which is very useful for working with XML data. For example, when you have XML data with nodes and elements and attributes, you can use this one. And lastly, SMO enumerator, which is for SQL Server Management Objects. For this video, we will focus on file enumerator. File enumerator provides looping through a list of files in directory. Good things is that we can set a file mask for those files. For example, we can say that you just get every file that starts with customers and the extension part is CSV. Or we can say star.star, which means everything. We can fetch out fully qualified file path, or for example, we can say that give me only the file name with or without extension. We can say that traverse subfolders as well. Okay, for sample of this example, we actually use some CSV files. Each CSV files contains some records for customers, and we want to load those CSV files, which are exist in a source folder, into a destination table. So we will use a loop structure to loop through CSV files and extract each data file into the destination table, customer destination table, and then we will move that CSV file to archive folder, and finally we will put a log entry in a table named source file log to actually mention with this file loaded in this time. Okay, for This is a schema of how we want to achieve this. We will have a for each loop container, and then we will do data load into destination, archive files, and like. I will start from scratch with creating a new SSIS project. I'll create a new project, integration services. I'll put that project into here. Okay, length is a little bit long, and I name it as for each as for each loop file enumerate. Okay, I just leave it in my documents folder. Enumerator, and I name solution as containers. Okay, now we have a SSIS project with an empty SSIS package. I'll start from a container. As you can see, containers are here in this specific section of SSIS toolbox. I drag and drop for each loop container here. This is kind of container. That means that I can drag and drop tasks into this container. Each container can be considered as a scope. So each container can have a list of variables for itself, or it can use variables from the package or the actually container that it's belong to it. So for this one, I want to actually set this to file enumerator. As you can see, there are multiple enumerators here. For this case, we will use file enumerator, and I use source files. Before that, I want to show you how source files look like. These are number of source files that we have. For example, here you can see that these are CSV files that starts from a heading row which has column headers, and then we have information in each data row actually delimited and qualified with characters. And we want to load this information into a table named customer, which has these columns. Customer key, geographic key. These are all columns that comes from that files. For case of simplicity, we just set all of those as varchar. And the last column is source file. In this column, we want to actually write the name of source file that this records comes from it. And the other table that we have is source file log. This source file log just has two main columns, source file and load date time. This is just for keeping the logging of which source file loaded in which time. So here we start from setting the folder for each loop container. I set the folder as our source file. And I want to get those files which are ending with CSV. I can say that I want to get fully qualified name, but for this case, I just use name and extension because I need to put only name and extension of that file into the log table. So I just get name and extension, but I will use this path for creating the fully qualified name as well. And before going and continuing, I create some variables. The first variable is source folder of string data type, which actually contains our source folder value. Then I create another variable for file name. This will contain file name, source, and file name name and extension. And then I create another variable named file full path, which actually be combination of these two. So for that I need to first fetch the file name into this variable, into this container. As you can see here, I mentioned name and extension and source folder, and here in variable mapping tab I will mention that I want to load the result of each iteration into the file name variable. And the index 0 means that the first column in the iteration dataset. For file enumerator, we just have one column, which is index 0. We will use other index items in other enumerators in next videos. So here I fetched the file name in each iteration into file name variable. Now I will use an expression task. Expression task is useful when you want to do some expression and load result of that expression into a variable. For example, here we want to combine source folder and file name and put them into file full path. So I just come here and I say that file full path is equal to source folder plus file name. As you can see, this expression task is quite useful task. We have list of expression, list of functions, expression functions here, and also we will have variables here. We can evaluate our expression and use it to verify how our expression will be resolved. Okay, I rename this as generate full file path. Then I put a data flow task here. In that data flow task, I want to load data from source file. So I use flat file source for loading data from CSV file. So here in flat file source, I create a flat file connection, new connection. And for setting this up, I will require to set this up with a specific static file manually, and then we will change it to dynamic. So I just point this out to one of source files, one of CSV source files, for example customer underscore one. And here we have the data delimited. Text qualifier is double quote. I just leave other options as is, and column names in the first data row should be checked. And here you can see that this is how columns will look like. Delimiter, column delimiter is comma. And I check this checkbox, which says retain null values for from the source as null values in the data flow. And here I can see a preview of data, which looks good. Okay, this is the file source. Now I want to load this into the destination. But before loading that into the destination, I want to generate the column for source file as well, because we have all other columns coming from the flat file, but this column, which is name of the source file, should be generated here. So I use a derived column transformation. In this derived column transformation, I just use the file name variable, because I just need the file name. I change its name, the column name, as source file, and because it is a Unicode string, I use a type cast function here to change it to string. As you can see, expressions are quite useful to create columns. Derived column transformation also is a transformation that provides ability to create columns based on combination of expressions, variables, and input columns. Okay, so we created source file column here. After that, I add an OLADB destination and connect derived column to OLADB destination, and here I create a new SQL Server connection, actually OLADB connection, to my SQL Server engine, to my sample database. Now I choose customer table as destination, and I can see that it's already empty. When I go to mapping, it will map all columns based on the names, so everything is mapped. So I hit OK. So here is the data flow that loads data from one flat file into that table destination, but we do not want to do this for only one data file. We want to do this for each file as actually iterations happens. So here we need to actually use expression. We need to do this dynamic. For doing this dynamic, we can use this variable. The full file path in this expression task contains the path of the full path of the file, so we can set that variable as a source for flat file connection manager string. For doing that, I click on flat file connection manager, then I go to properties and expression. Expression are quite useful for setting up dynamism in SQL Server integration services. There are many number of usage of expressions. For this sample, I just use this expressions to set the connection string property of flat file connection manager to the variable here, which is full file path. This means that every time that this connection wants to be resolved, for example, every time that flat file source try to connect to this connection manager, it will ask this expression to be resolved, and this expression in each iteration will returns the name, the fully qualified names of the source file. As you can see here, we have a small fx, which is icon demonstrating that this actually will be resolved by expression. Okay, as long as here we implemented the part to loading data into the data flow, after that we want to move that source file. After successful action, we want to move that source file into archive folder. So I use a flat sorry, a file system task here. I name this as load data into DB. And after this, we want to actually archive file. For this one, I set operations as move file, and the source path variable, so I set it to true. The source variable should be fully qualified name, which is full file full path. And the destination is not variable, the destination is existing folder, so I create a connection to an existing folder, and that folder is the archive folder here. And I want to set override destination to true as well. Okay, so these are all configuration that we need to do for archiving. As you can see here, it shows that file full path is empty right now. This is correct because it will be resolved in runtime. So because I do not want to get this error, this is a compile time error, I click on archive file task and set the delay validation as true. This means that the validation of this task will be postponed to the runtime rather than compile time validation. Okay, and the final step is to doing the log. For doing the log, I use an execute SQL task. Rename it to log. After archive file, I want to do this. And for that, I use same connection to same database, and the SQL statement that I use is insert into source file load data and load date time, and values are question mark and get date. I use get date for getting the system date, and question mark is for parameters. If you remember in our execute SQL task video, I mentioned that for OLDB connection we use a question mark for parameter placeholder. So I hit OK here, and because we set a question mark there, so we should go to parameter mapping and map that question mark to a parameter here. I use file name here rather than full file path, because file name only contains name and extension, and it is input. Data type is varchar. The parameter name should be zero, because when we use OLDB connections, parameters names start with the index from 0, 1, 2, 3. And okay, this is all that we need to do, and I save everything till now. And then here you can see that source file are here. And I hit start execution. You can see that executions happens and each file will be loaded into destination. It actually failed. I should check what was the reason for this failing. Okay, there seems to be a problem. Oh, here I had a typo. Insert. Okay. So I start again. I empty tables. And move that file back here because it's stopped in the middle of loop. So I start again. So here you can see that each file will be loaded, and then the other file, and each file will be archived and log will be log entry will be recorded. So it's finished, everything is finished. If we go to progress tab, you can see that customer underscore one started, then customer two started, then customer three started. Each of these has a specific number of rows. And here, if I select everything from customer, you can see that the customer table filled with values, and these are coming from different source files, customer 1, customer 2, and customer 3. And the source file log is also showing log entries, which says that each file loaded in this time and this time. This is a sample of loading information using for each loop with file enumerator, which is very useful in terms of when you have source files coming from source folder, multiple source files, but with same structure. We will talk about different structure in other videos, but with same structure, you can set up a data flow task. You can use variables, expressions, and dynamism to create to make it dynamic. And with all of these things, you will have a ETL package that loops through all files, load them into destination table, archive them.